Thank you, Madam Moderator. Melissa, thanks the panelists for their insightful views. The challenges brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic indeed have further raised concerns on arising inequalities, especially among vulnerable groups. To weather the impact of the COVID-19, Malaysia has placed several measures to protect these groups, notably persons with disabilities, women and children. In ensuring the rights of persons with disabilities, PWDs, are protected during the pandemic, Malaysia has launched Short-Term Economic Recovery Plan to assist 190,000 PWDs, amounting to over $13 million. Financial incentives are also awarded to employers to encourage them to employ PWDs workers and grant assistance of up to $1 million for registered NGOs to conduct grassroots programs related to PWDs. The government also collaborated with the National Council of the Blind on a standard operating procedure to ensure visually impaired PWDs can continue to operate businesses. On vaccination programs, drive-through vaccination is made available for persons with disabilities and wheelchair guide for senior citizens. In addition, guides and visual schedules for people with autism spectrum and individuals with learning disabilities are provided. Malaysia is committed to advocating for women and empowerment and advancing gender equality despite challenges caused by the pandemic. In view of this, Malaysia has allocated over $8.2 billion under the National Economic Recovery Plan as part of the measures to support SMEs as well as Malaysians affected by COVID-19, especially women. The Economic Recovery Plan took into consideration gender-responsive components, which includes childcare subsidies, flexible working arrangement, and cash assistance for single mothers. Malaysia has also implemented several measures to tackle the challenges faced by children during pandemic, including increased financial assistance, especially to children from poor households, develop depression, anxiety and stress skills tests as an early intervention to help children cope with psychological challenges, intensified training and support for teachers, including new curricula to adapt to online learning, launch education TV channel to ensure children without internet access are able to follow learning, and provided a total of 150,000 computers to children from poor households. As we fight against this pandemic, it is important that states implement effective policy responses that are sensitive towards the needs of vulnerable groups. Towards this end, Malaysia commends the convening of sessions like we have today so we can learn best practices from each other towards finding an effective, sustainable and holistic approach to best address these challenges. I thank you.